The Mishnah speaks about a case where somebody had a business partnership, a food partnership with his neighbors. Can that be utilized for the Shita Mavois? So according to Tanakhama, it depends. If he had a wine partnership with this chatzar, another wine partnership with the other chatzar, then certainly everybody can join together. We consider them to be a combined entity due to their food partnership, which serves as a shita mavois. However, if he had a wine partnership with his chatzar, an oil partnership with the other chatzar, they're two separate substances. We can't regard them as though they're forming one single sheet of entity, and therefore all the chatzers cannot join with each other. Now, this is Machalik's Rishonim. According to the Rashba, even if the oil and the wine happen to be sitting in the same container, it won't work. They're two different materials. They don't join together. They cannot form this joint partnership called Sheet of Mavois. Whereas according to the Ritva, he says, the only concern is if the wine is sitting in one kli, the shem in another. But if they happen to be mixed together in one kli, then due to the fact that they're in one container, that itself forms that union, that bond. And we consider all the people belonging to this mavi as though they've joined together with this partnership, with this mixture, which is considered to be one single entity of a food, which joins them together as though they made a sheet of mavois. Now, the kashya is, according to the Ritva, who maintains that if we have different types of food sitting in one kli, the fact that it's in one kli, that in itself forms that cohesion and bonds it together, and therefore we regard it as though it's one entity. So how are we going to understand the next Gemara? The Gemara speaks about Rav Yosef's pshat to explain the machlokes between Tanakama, who says that wine and oil cannot really join together, versus Rav Shimon, who says even if we have two different partnerships, oil and wine, we regard it as one single shittim of voice. So Rav Yosef explains that it's hinging on the machlokes between Rav Yochem and Nuri and the Rabbanon, which is stated elsewhere in a Mishnah regarding a tful yayim. If you have oil floating on top of wine, according to the Chachamim, the oil floats on the wine, doesn't really connect to it, it's considered like a separate entity. Whereas according to Rabbi Yechem and Nuri, Shneim Chibur Zel Azeb, regard them as both being connected, since they somewhat mingle with each other, they're considered to be one entity. Now, what are we speaking about here? Wine and oil contained in one kli. So what's the problem? According to Ritva, we could have even different types of foods which are contained in one kli, and that kli will be mitzarif them, will connect them to each other. So what's the problem here? Why would the Rabbanan negate this arrangement, since the wine and oil are sitting in one kli? So who cares if it's floating on top of each other, but it's in one container, it's in one kli. That joins them together. That makes them into one entity. So how do we understand this Gemara according to the Ritva? In order to understand it, we have to take a look at another Gemara. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Heman Beis, discussing the concept of Akir V'Hanocha. So Nocha V'Yitzah involves both elements. You need to pick something up from Rishis Rabim. Then the person needs to be Maniachet, place it down Rishis Yachet. What if he takes a nut and places it on water? Is that called Hanocha? Says the Gemara, no, absolutely not. Why? Because it's in transit. It's floating around. It's not really, never got to a stationary position. What if he pours water on top of water? Says the Gemara, Hainu Hanachas. Yeah, that's called Hanocha because he's putting the water on top of water, which is really, water and water are really one entity. So even the top layer is considered as though it's landed. It's sitting on the floor, on the kli, wherever it is. We don't view it as though it's in transit. We have one singular entity called water. So all the layers are regarded as one and the same, and they're all resting on the bottom surface, whether it's a kli, whatever it is. What if we have a person who poured oil on top of wine? So we have wine sitting in the kli. He puts oil on top of it. Now it's floating on the wine which is in the kli. Do we consider that to be hanacha or not? Should we say, well, the oil is sitting in the kli together with the wine? Or, since it's sitting on the wine, it's not called hanacha. Says the Gemara, you know what? It depends on which machlokes. This machlokes between Rabbi Yechmiah Nuri and the Rabbanan. According to the Rabbanan, who consider oil floating on top of wine as a separate, independent entity. Likewise, they'll hold in this case, pouring oil on top of wine is not called hanach, but it's floating on the water, on the wine. Whereas Rabbi Yechim Nuri holds that they're both considered to be connected, one and the same entity. Putting oil on top of wine is considered to be hanach. Now it's pretty clear from this Gemara that although he poured the oil on the wine which is sitting in a kli, if we don't consider them to be one and the same entity, which is Shitas Rabbanan, he has not done a hanacha. What do you mean he didn't do hanacha? The oil is sitting in a kli. It's contained in a container. No, it's not called contained because the wine is contained. The oil on top of it is floating on that wine. It doesn't relate to the container. Therefore, there was no hanacha here. So this seems to be a solution to Al-Gemara as well. Although the Ritva says that when two things are sitting in a container, even if they're two different types of food, the container combines them as one, and they can provide shituf. But in the case where he puts oil, which floats on the wine, it doesn't connect to it, according to Rabbanan. So even if they're all sitting in a container, the wine is in the container. The oil is sitting on the wine. The oil is not contained in the container. It doesn't relate to the kli. So you don't have a container to be mitzarif, to connect the two things, to form them into one unit, one entity. Therefore, we don't have shita mavois, according to Shitas Rabbanan. Now, Tosfos asks a kasha. We speak about two different types of foods that can't be used. We speak about two different kalim that don't work. Why, says Tosfos? Don't we have a gemara earlier that says, this is in Tosfos Devar Maschil, Yain v'shemen, on Ein Alf Amid Alf. He says, we have a Gemara which says you can use all types of foods for the shituf. So what's wrong with a little wine, a little oil? Another kasha, Tosfos asks, this is in Divrei Maschil Amras B'Shlemim. Rashi also asks the same kasha in Divrei Maschil Amarav. What's wrong with two kelim? We find the Gemara earlier, Daf Memtes, where sometimes, even if you split the shituf, the Erev, into two kelim, it's fine. So Rashi and Tosfos both explain, it's very different. It's very different when they're coming to contribute food for the Erev or the shituf. It's a conscious contribution, a conscious establishment of the Erev and the shituf. So they're coming along to contribute, to make this Erev and Shituf. So yeah, they can bring different types of foods and combine it together, Rimat Sarif with the Erev and the Shituf. Because they have come and initiated with intention, with Kavanah, to make the Shituf using this food. They've connected with this contribution, as opposed to our case where there was no conscious establishment of the Shituf. It was simply circumstantial. He happened to have a food partnership with his fellow business partners. So it's simply by virtue of circumstance that they happen to be partnered in food. In this case, it's different. We need much more in order to combine them. Since it's by virtue of the joint food here that we're connecting the people, they're not coming to connect themselves. We're connecting them by mere fact that there's food here that they have partnership in. So it needs to be a real, real unit. It needs to be a single entity here. It needs to be one type of food sitting in one kli, which is really considered to be one, really one entity. And since they are joined through this one singular, absolutely singular entity, it's the same type of food, same type of material, sitting in one kli. Now, based on that, by virtue of that, they will also connect to each other. So here you need much more than a typical sheet of an erev, where you can just contribute all types of food, perhaps put in different kalim. Because your intention is to connect. Here there was no intention to connect. To do a business venture. Therefore, it's only by the mere fact that we have something which really appears like one and the same entity. It's the same material. It's sitting in one kli. As a result of that, we can connect the people as well and establish a shita of mavois.